Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I would say that just join forces with the ones that are questioning in order to build something that you believe is the right thing to do and not what people told was the right thing to do your whole life.
Melting Pot, a global podcast series hosted by Pyle, connects guests who have inspiring stories and reaches out to a multicultural audience over 52 countries. Guests are diverse, such as celebrities, entrepreneurs, travelers, and many more who've had a turning point in their lives and moved over to a holistic lifestyle. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, social media.
Hi, everyone. Today, I am in conversation with Felipe Simi. Felipe is founder, CEO, and creative chairman at Soko, which is a creative agency. He is an LGBT plus activist, a TEDx speaker, and as I understand, one of the most admired advertising executives in Brazil. Thank you so much. It's my privilege to be talking to you today, Felipe.
Thank you. I'm very honored to be here today with you.
So Felipe, let's start with, because my understanding is that you worked with global companies as a client, and what made you shift to setting up your creative agency?
In the beginning of my career, I worked in global companies, as you said, like Unilever and the Hershey Company in the marketing department. But I've always wanted to work in the agency side of business because at that time when I was a client, the roles were very separate. So people who would be creating communication wouldn't work in the client side of business by the early 2000s. And I was very interested in participating more in the creative process. And that the way that I found to manage to do that was shifting from the other side to the other side to work at the agent side of business. Of course, there was a pursuit of an entrepreneurial goal as well, and the chance to build something unique and meaningful to me as well. And that was part of that was on the table for me as well. And I believe there were two main reasons that I decided to found Soko. One was to change the creative process in order to integrate clients and other departments in the process in order for them to come up with their visions, their backgrounds, their life stories to the table and bring their perspectives on the challenge that we have to solve for brands. Because usually in the advertising industry, there are two people that are considered creatives. They are directors and the copywriters. And I never understood why that was going on, because I believe creativity is everywhere. And the more diverse thinking we have in the process, the better in order to come up with innovation and creativity. So those are those were the reasons, because I wanted to change the creative process, and also because I saw a lack of diversity in the agencies in Brazil. We are a very diverse country in terms of race, ethnicities, gender, regions. Usually advertising industry in Brazil is very concentrated in the southeast region of Brazil, but Brazil is very big. So I wanted to bring everyone to the table, regardless of where they're living at, where they were born, if they are part of that or this ethnicity, because we wanted to bring all the cultural perspectives to the table. And I believe that was better for creativity. And I had a desire for a more agile, innovative, and client-centric approach to advertising as well, because I was a client, so I understood that was important. Yeah. And the opportunity to create a platform for creativity and impact in the industry through diversity and collaboration.
Okay, so basically you think that diversity and authenticity in campaigns is very, very important, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. I do believe that.
Okay, so what, firstly, what is the meaning of SoCo? What does it stand for? And personally, what does it mean to you? I mean, you've kind of given a background on why
yeah.
you decided to move from being a client to, you know, incorporating creativity. But what does it really, really mean to you personally?
I think SoCo is the manifestation of my passion for advertising and making a positive difference in the industry. I wanted to combine the two things. I've always said that I love advertising, but I don't love the advertising industry. It can be very harmful for people who deviate from what's considered standard. So I wanted to change that. I wanted to people to feel represented, to feel they belong in the advertising industry. And SoCo was my response to that desire. SoCo represents a platform for me for creativity, collaboration, and impact. It embodies my vision of crafting powerful brand stories. I always call advertising brand stories and not just advertising, because at the end of the day, that's what we are doing. We are making storytelling. We are creating stories that generate earned media. And I believe in earned media because that's the response to a powerful story. If you have a powerful story, it's going to be retold by people, by your audience. And that's what we want when we create our stories at SoCo. So SoCo is a vehicle for creating meaningful connections between brands and their audiences at the end of the day.
So what are some of the campaigns that have really meant what you just said, you know, about powerful storytelling? Can you highlight a couple of campaigns that you have actually worked on at SoCo and you've been extremely proud of?
Yeah, I will highlight a recent one that Dove is one of our clients.
Okay.
And Dove probably was the brand that inspired me to create advertising because I learned from Dove that it was possible to build advertising while we change what we need to change in the world. As reference for Dove, what are the standards for beauty, right? And we had a challenge at SoCo with Dove in the summer in Brazil because they don't have summer products in Brazil. So they are not really part of the conversations during summer as a beauty brand. So that was the challenge. And what we found out in order to make Dove relevant during the summer, we did a research with a very renowned institute in Brazil, and we found out that 42% of people with bigger bodies in Brazil stopped going to the beach. Because they didn't feel welcomed. And one of the reasons for that is because there aren't any big enough, safe enough beach chairs for them. So what we did for Dove, instead of creating a campaign, a traditional one, we developed, tested, designed, and launched the biggest beach chair in the market, branded by Dove. And by doing that, we solved an instructor problem for this audience. And also we made the most talked about beauty brand during the summer. So not always we have to come up with a traditional communication format that is expected from advertising. Stories can live in different formats. And in this case, the story was launching a chair for people to belong in the summer in Brazil.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I did read about it somewhere. And
oh, you did? Oh, I'm
yeah,
glad
I
about
did.
It.
and I also have read about your how closely you work with Heinz. And
yeah, we do.
And so can you talk a little bit about what is the attempt here with trying to sort of engage with the younger generation of people in Brazil? What exactly was the thought
sure.
behind your, firstly, what was the campaign or what is what you're trying to do? And secondly, what kind of an impact are you expecting from it?
Yeah, I can give you an example from Heinz as well. We've been working with Heinz for 2 years or so. And the challenge of the brand in Brazil is basically about the superiority and the naturality of the ingredients they have in the ketchup, for instance. So everything we do for them is always talking about those two points. It's better and it's natural. And when tackling Gen Z, specifically, as you said, the younger generation, there is an urgent need of authenticity and innovation in order for them to connect with the stories that we create. And again, we found out that 46% of the Gen Z audience in Brazil love tattoos. And one of the most tattooed brands in Brazil is Heinz, according to another research as well.
Is it the number 57?
Yeah, the Heinz logo, the Heinz logo, or the ketchup bottle, the 57 number as well. People who love Heinz really love Heinz.
I can tell you that my daughter is a prime example.
She's
tattooed 57 because
I can't believe it.
Because she absolutely loves Heinz. And of course, we always look at the back of any product to just make sure that, you know, it's all natural and it does not have.
Yeah.
So Heinz.
That's a brand message. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they want to talk how natural they are. So when we found out that, we also found another insight that was red color tattoo ink is getting banned in a lot of countries. In the European Union, it's already banned in Germany, for instance. And in Brazil, there is a very hard regulation on any tattoo ink that is not black. So what we did was, we cannot leave our consumers and brand lovers in this situation. We needed to solve that. So we partnered with a very renowned ink manufacturer called Electric Ink in order to develop a non-natural and all made of non-harmful ingredient red tattoo ink. And that's what we did along 14 months with them to develop a red tattoo ink that was not harmful and made with.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Only good ingredients. And we launched the ink under Heinz brand. It's a red tattoo ink made with the same quality Heinz makes ketchup. So we can guarantee that Heinz fans will get a tattoo, rather if they want to tattoo Heinz or not, or any red tattoos, with a safe red tattoo ink. And it was a really huge story that ended up being told not only in Brazil, but in a lot of other countries as well, And that's the reason we are also launching the Ink in other countries in the following month, because it became a huge success for Heinz fans and for tattoo fans.
Wow, that's so interesting. So your creative, like at the start of the conversation, you mentioned how copywriters and directors are, you know, they've been kind of always separated, and they don't necessarily always align with each other. So what is the single biggest change that you have brought about within your agency you've talked about diversity and inclusion and all of that, but
yeah,
in terms of the method of working, what is the single biggest change that you think you've brought about within Soko?
I believe that advertising is still working in this Fordism model, where you have departments that are very separate in agencies. And usually when a brief comes from a client, it gets in the agency through the account department, which translates this brief into a challenge for the planning department, which translates the challenge into an insight. And then this insight is passed on to the creative department, where the art directors and copywriters will come up with creative executions. And then the production department will end up bringing this to life. So it's very, it's a four-digit
model. So it's layered.
Yeah, very layered.
And there are sort of levels to go through. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And what we did at Soko since our first year in 2016 was making a structure that has less departments. So we only have three departments at Soko, and they all work together in the creative process in order to come up with the solution. And I believe that's one of our main secrets in order to come up with fresh stories, because what we do in the end of the day is that everyone involved in the client brief is bringing their perspective on how to come up with a solution for that challenge. And we have a process for that, which we call a ritual. We like to call it a ritual because rituals are made to be followed, and processes, we learn we have to bypass them. And we don't want people to bypass this process. We want people to follow the ritual and hear the perspective of all of their colleagues in order to come up with actually a good solution for that challenge. So I believe that's the main difference that we did at Soko in terms of the creative process. So what happens in practice is we have a moment of our creative process called Ignite. And in this Ignite moment, everyone involved in the brief has compulsory to bring three things. We call things because it either can be a data, a reference, an insight, an idea, whatever, based on your life story, based on your background, based on your skills. Bring three things about the challenge. And everyone writes these three things in a single document, and we all go in a two-hour meeting where everyone just tells everyone else about their three things on how to come up with a solution for that challenge, and it's a magic that just happens when you get everyone involved and bring their perspective to the table regarding that challenge. Magically, you connect the dots in a solution appears in front of everyone, and it becomes very clear what path we should follow in order to solve the challenge.
And so there are clearly different people have different thought processes, and
exactly
when you collectively ideate, it just brings about things that maybe a copywriter or a creative director may not have thought of. So it's like brainstorming.
Yeah. But it's brainstorming in a very, I usually don't like the traditional brainstorms. But this is a sort of brainstorm that you don't have to agree on anything. You just have to listen. And I believe that the listening process of hearing, actually hearing what your colleague, your peer has to say about it, makes you cross paths that you were not crossing by yourself, because your curiosity has a limit,
yeah,
and your colleagues might not have.
Yeah.
Their curiosity can go somewhere that you were not expecting. And that's why I like the ritual, to follow this ritual, because we actually come up, we actually like encounter these different perspectives that allows us to be more creative.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Yeah, that I would say is the single biggest change that you have brought about. Who is the one person who professionally you would say has been a mentor for you?
A mentor?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I had so many, but I have a lot of inspirations in Brazil. I love what Samantha Almeida is doing. Is a friend, and also I could say a mentor, because I talk to her so much, and we share our challenges to each other frequently. She works at Global. Global is our biggest TV network in Brazil. And TV is huge here. It gets everywhere. So she is a fantastic professional, a great person, and I love what she's doing. I could also say my partner, Brisa. Brisa is co-CEO at Soco. And we've been together building the agency since 2016 as well. And she's definitely a mentor to me. So I would say both of them.
Okay, that's interesting. What is the one piece of advice that you would, it could be even more than one, to give someone who would like to start a career, either as an entrepreneur, founding a creative agency, or wanting to work with a creative agency? What is one piece of advice, or even more, that you would like to give?
I would say, don't get carried away by the rules that people who dominated this industry built, because they're very specific for people who had a lot of privilege to follow. So I would say, forget these measures and try creating your own, and sharing with people that want to challenge those rules and those measures as well, because there are a lot of sparkling and beautiful things happening in advertising in places you're not expecting. So I would say that just join forces with the ones that are questioning, in order to build something that you believe is the right thing to do, and not what people told was the right thing to do your whole life.
So it's traditional versus unconventional, right?
Yeah. I believe that the unconventional is, being unconventional is a good advice at this moment in advertising.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. And do you see that, are you a pioneer in this kind of a change, or have others also been doing it along with you?
Yeah, of course. Even at Soco, I always say that if Soco's culture is basically characterized by data, collaboration and diversity. And collaboration is a key word for me. So I don't believe we can manage to achieve change by ourselves. So activism needs to be made as a collective. So there are a lot of people doing it at Soco and outside of Soco as well.
That's
so I'm not doing anything alone.
Doing anything alone, but I think what you're doing is very creditable, and you're working closely with, obviously, brands and big corporations believe in you, which is why you are helping with their campaigns and their creatives, and they reach out to you. And that's why you're one of the most liked advertising people in Brazil. And I have heard this from a few people, and which is why I, when your PR reached out to me to say that if I would like you to be on my show, and I said, wow, that's very interesting, and it's a privilege to talk to you and to understand all the amazing work that you are doing. So thank you so much, Felipe. I've really, really, really enjoyed this conversation and wish you all the very best.
The privilege is mine. I'm very honored to be here. Thank you a lot for that, for the space and for the kind questions and the kind conversation. It was really good.
Thank you.
For more weekly conversations, do listen to Melting Pot on Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts. Follow us on YouTube and on Instagram at Podcast Melting Pot. So until the next episode, this is Payal signing off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.